Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And don't forget, we use those two words and emphasize them, under God, because our great country was started and formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I've got this little short audio of Joe Biden unscripted. It's an embarrassment, really, and it kind of shows something that we'll get into a discussion of here after we get done. But this is Joe Biden without a teleprompter, without a script. And the first thing he wants to know is where the bathroom is. Here we go.
All right. Where am I? Okay. The majority leader is in a spot that he can't. I'm talking too much. Did you provide the kind of help that knows, teach how to know how to know? They may not know, because if you could take care, you were a quartermaster, you can sure and hell take care of running a, you know, department store thing, you know, where on the second floor of the ladies department, you know what I mean? And so one of the things that, and by the way, this whole notion of dealing with the idea that, you know, look, but it's explicitly, it's the more helpful, by the way, you know, they may say they want to go and, I don't know, do whatever, but it may be their skill that they acquired in the military may not in any way enhance that piece. Am I making sense? You got to ask me some easy questions here. I mean, it requires, you know, that old overused phrase, you know, it takes a village to raise something. What we did, when we were dealing with mental health issues, Elliot, is that we said it was the same as, had to be treated with parity with every other health problem. But PTSD and traumatic brain issue, compounded the issue, and the VA is best equipped to help navigate this. As I said, you know, it's the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Oh, my goodness. Kyle, I don't even know what the hell he was saying. He rambled on and on and on.
Yes, and again, it's very sad, very concerning, and what the listeners couldn't see, because you know, obviously they're hearing the audio, but what Joe Biden was doing most of that time, Captain, was looking down, his eyes kind of closed, looking like someone who doesn't quite know what the next word is going to be. And then, even so, he had some note cards on a table in front of him where presumably that had the information he was looking for. But it appeared to me, at least, that he couldn't even make sense out of the information on the note cards. And that's why, again, the sort of meandering around. This is quite concerning. And it is, again, very sad. I can't imagine that, I mean, even his wife is a doctor, and she's got to be able to see this, one would think.
I have seen her stand up on the stage with Joe Biden and meticulously watch his every movement.
Yes, because again, it's obviously something wrong, and this transcends politics, it transcends policy, but this is an elderly gentleman who is obviously having a lot of problems, and the fact that the Democrat Party elite are just happy, go lucky to just go along with this whole thing, I think is just unconscionable.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is John in Tampa. Let's get down to business. What's disappointing, what's a disgrace, is that Joe Biden's bite on the Trump campaign and the FBI and Attorney General Barr haven't done one doggone thing about it. And if that was anybody in America, we would have been in jail on January 16th, okay, when Trump done inaugurated. That's what's a disgrace, the Federal Bureau of Idiots. And don't think you could fool Corleone with that fake thing in Michigan. Those are Democrat liberals that Soros put up there that got around, you said, the militia. No, we won't. You tried that with Jesse Smollett. That dog won't hunt. Let me say something. Who is the idiot in Pennsylvania that's voting for Democrats? Joe Biden should get one vote in Pennsylvania, one vote in North Carolina with that idiot governor, one vote maybe in Virginia with blackface, and that's no votes in Michigan or Ohio or anybody else, okay? So don't tell me that you're voting for a guy that is a disgrace. He can't even put two coherent sentences together. You know what I mean? No, we don't know what you mean, Joe, and you should be in freaking jail with Comey and Page and Strzok and the rest of you crooks at the FBI. That's the bottom line. So who's the idiot? And these polls, they say women are voting for Biden. What? You can't be that stupid. They say senior citizens are voting.
All righty. Guess what just happened to Todd? The computer cut him off, Kyle, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more stuff coming up, and I'm telling you, this is a target-rich environment tonight. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and...
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you will get $100 guaranteed, just like I did when they replaced my windshield from Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. If you're here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right on the spot, give you a brand new premium quality windshield with a guarantee and $100 cash back when you mention me, the Captain, Matt Bruce. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll get that $100 plus that new windshield. All right, Kyle, and what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on cue. Okie dokie. Now, let's travel over into Never Never Land. I had a call during the break from a caller that wanted to know the status of Florida with Trump. And, you know, apparently, you know, stop watching. Please stop watching ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC. Stop watching them. They're not telling you the truth. The polls that you're getting from them are jacked up and loaded, hard left, or they're oversampled, Democratic. Every single one of them. There's not one poll that's done evenly. And, oh, by the way, they're also polling likely voters. Likely voters. Doesn't mean they're going to vote. They're likely, but doesn't mean they're going to vote. These other people that are being polled are registered voters that are damn serious about voting. That's well, where I'm...
Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, exactly. Well, and again, we've seen this play out before 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's unbelievable that, many in the media think that, hey, this is, we'll try to say the same thing all over again. But the result was very different 4 years ago than what the polls said.
Now, there were a couple of polls done by some Democratic pollsters in, Orlando. One had 350 people in, one had 500 people in it. They had Joe Biden up by almost double digits in Orlando. Then comes along a poll that's got one-third Democrat, one-third Republican, one-third Independent, and we get a totally different result that shows Donald Trump is leading by 4 points with 1,500 people, 1,500 people that participated in the poll.
Very interesting. You see, again, that's why I said earlier in the program, it seems that Joe Biden is leading among Democrats.
That's true.
Polls, you know.
That's
but
true.
That also means that President Trump is getting support as well. I mean, so maybe it's not as good for Joe as he thinks.
And my field reporter down in Miami, Leo, who one of these nights I'm sure is going to call in, Leo tells us that the Republicans are doing so well down there, they're liable to be in control of the city council for the first time in many years. Not only have the mayor's office for the first time in many years, but also have a couple of congressional representatives where they've had one before, but not two. They're liable to have two this time around.
Yeah,
because they're polling very well. And by the way, the enthusiasm in Miami is not for Joe Biden, is not for Kamala Harris. It's for Donald Trump.
Well, of course, because again, the proof's in the pudding. And so, you know, people have seen what Donald Trump is capable of doing, rising the tide to lift all the boats.
Now, here comes the dynamite story for this hour. Maria Bartiromo yesterday was talking about the report that she put out in August that she still stands by, which was from her medical sources that said, and some of these medical sources were actually people that had been in the White House on the medical staff, that said that Joe Biden had two, not one, two aneurysms.
Yes, this is big, and you're right. This does go back to August when Maria Bartiromo had said that. And this is, again, it's an earthquake is really what it would be. Not one, but she thinks that she's, as she said,
her people are saying two.
That's right.
And all I'm doing, is repeating a legitimate news story that was said yesterday on whatever that program was with Maria Bartiromo Sunday mornings on Fox.
Yeah, Sunday morning features, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. That's all I'm doing. That was her story. She said it. She stands by it. Somebody brought it up. Somebody said something about it, and she brought it out again. I haven't heard in a while. But let me ask the people a question. So you don't like Donald Trump for whatever reason, right?
Right.
Maybe it's his lack of humility, his tendency to be brash and talk plainly, what some would call unpresidential. But maybe you don't care for his confidence, his no-nonsense Reagan-esque approach without all the charm. Maybe you don't trust a man who doesn't drink, smoke, or relax with a joint. Could it be his tendency to see issues in a light that others can't see? The way he removes the veil to see clarity? His unwillingness to do things the same old way and not accomplish the same results? By the way, that's called the definition of insanity, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, then, if that's the case, folks, don't vote for him. Don't vote for him. Right?
Right.
So, never mind that you have no idea who to call, otherwise if your family's in need or in trouble. But right now, Donald Trump is the best thing that we got going in the United States. Best thing we got going. You don't believe me? Ask MS-13.
Yeah, you're right about that. But again, with law and order and the boldness to actually follow through on these kinds of things.
Yeah, and here's another one for you folks. Maybe President Trump shouldn't have gone after a dozen U.S. hostages and freed them, including those that Obama and Biden could not get released. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And under the president's leadership, violent crime has gone down every year, except for right now with what's going on the streets thanks to the Democratic cities and the mayors that won't protect them. Okay, here's the guy that called before that we couldn't get on because he was doing whatever he was doing, but Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana's back. Okay, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. The aneurysm story goes back to shortly. I think he had one aneurysm surgery when he was still in the White House. This is kind of old news.
Yeah.
When I heard that this morning, I thought you're bringing this across like this has been kept secret, or you know, it's recent. It's that his aneurysms go back 4 or 5 years.
Well,
he had problem then towards the end of his tenure as vice president.
He's deteriorated. Those conditions gotten worse. I'm watching a guy with dementia. Somebody said Parkinson's. No, it's not Parkinson's. He remembers things and people. He just doesn't. He's not able to communicate it properly.
Yeah, it's not Alzheimer's. It's just plain old dementia. His brain is shriveling up very quick. You know, based on what I've seen, it's going to be a very close race if Trump wins. But he has lost women big time. He specifically has lost older women. That is, women over 65. They're voting against his demeanor more than his policies.
Maybe that's the case up there, but not down here. The senior women down
Indiana,
here love him.
In Indiana, he carried Indiana by about 14 points in 2016,
mm-hmm.
14. This time around, it'll be more like 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a large number. But part of the excitement's gone. I can't really tell you what's going on, but he has a lot of Republicans worried because it does seem to be fizzling out. And I the whole time I'm thinking, what's so special about Joe Biden? There's no excitement there. You know, the press loves to do this. Build somebody up so they can tear
him down. I'm going to hold you over if you can stay through the break on the next segment. Can you come hold on?
Yeah, I can hold on.
All right, because here's the thing that nobody seems to want to remember. Number one, and I'm going to put you on hold, Dan, so hang on. Number one, and Kyle, I want you to pick up on this. Latinos, his support is way up amongst Latinos because they're doing so much better than they were before. That's number one. And number two, so are the blacks, and his support is up at least 10% with the blacks. He's going to get that additional vote. So even if he loses some Republican votes, he's more than made it up with the blacks and Latinos. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, and I was thinking that as Dan was talking, and that is, again, we see a lot of people saying they're walking away, basically, from the Democrat Party, or you have so many different people in across these different groups that have shown great amounts of support for President Trump. And again, because the proof's in the pudding, mm-hmm. Trump is running on a record, and so I think people are responding to that.
I was at a golf club where I had lunch on Saturday, and there was a whole table full of people that were sitting there, father, mother, and son, and daughter-in-law, and they were told me, they said that they had been Democrats, and they were now Republicans because of what Donald Trump had done for him and their families with the first shot around. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right
You're
back
listening
with more.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told a local news reporter on Friday afternoon that voters do not deserve to know whether he will pack the Supreme Court if he wins the upcoming election. Reporter John Cooper has the exchange.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game. He'd love me to talk about, and I've already said something on packing court. He'd love that to be the discussion instead of what he's doing now. He's about to make a pick in the middle of an election, first time it's ever been done.
This is USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And by the way, if you want to meet Larry Elder up close and in person, I'll tell you what, you can take advantage of the special that Salem Media Group is now running on the BOGO tickets for the Salem Conservative Summit to be held October the 23rd down there in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Now, for a limited time only, you buy one standard VIP ticket and get another one free. So don't miss the chance to hear me as I emcee the event down there, Captain Matt Bruce, with Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and Charlie Kirk, as we all give you an honest look at the issues we face as a country today. Now, you can sign up, get your standard VIP ticket, get your second one free by using the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, BOGO, B-O-G-O. Go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. Buy one, get one. You got it. Standard VIP ticket and get the other one free. BOGO is the promo code. And I look forward to seeing you there October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. All right. Back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to bring Dan back in here. And, Dan, we kind of cut you off in midstream there because we had to go to the break, and I wanted Kyle to finish the break off. So what were you going to say in lieu of what we were talking about?
Oh, I think the media, the mainstream media, is building Biden up so they can tear him down when he's elected. Because they still, whatever the attraction to Harris is, that's who they want in the Oval Office. You know, she has a pipeline into the Soros-Obama group. I don't know why, but I can't see this guy doing a lot. I had a friend ask me, all right, if Biden wins, what do you think the United States will look like between 2020 and 2024. It's going to be the Carter years.
Yeah.
Malaise, confusion, not knowing what direction. And we live in a different world today. I think our Navy's 355 ships, I think, in 4 years will be down to about 175. And I think by that time, the Chinese will take a sucker punch some of our Navy ships in the South China Sea. And I don't think we're going to respond. That's kind of where I see this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like he has lost. He has lost women, Republican, suburban, women, married women in the United States.
And
maybe
that's what you're hearing, but that's not what I'm hearing. There's many, many states where that's absolutely not true. Again, the blue states, I wouldn't disagree with you at all, but go ahead.
Well, we'll see November 3rd.
You bet.
I don't feel really confident in it. You know, it's kind of intuitive with me. Some of the information I see, by what I just rank and file Republicans, they're nervous about this. And there's something to be said about it.
And I know that, but I got to let you go because I'm getting some calls here. But we'll look forward to talking to you again the rest of the week sometime.
Okay, we'll do. Later on in the week.
Yeah, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, before I go on here, Eric in Seminole just sent me a message. He says, good morning. I find it very dangerous that the only reason a person is now a Republican, vice being a Democrat, well, you think he said, I don't know what that means, being a Democrat before is because the president did something for them. Oh, I see what that is. Okay, for them, not the principles for the country, number two. Maybe Joe Biden worries people because he's not Trump. Resentment, anger, jealousy, call it whatever you want. He's not President Trump. Carter years were overt racial discrimination. Well, yeah, they were. They were. And whatever happens, if they blow it, if they start with any type of religion, okay, with this Senate judicial hearing today for Judge Barrett,
right.
they're done. Their goose is cooked.
Yeah, one would hope so, because that will be the line of attack, I think, that they see. It's not going to be a Kavanaugh hearing. It'll be different, but it'll still be an attack.
Now, the other thing I heard was they said 500 evangelicals have endorsed Joe Biden. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because do you know who the 500 evangelicals were?
Who were they?
Students from religious colleges.
Hmm. Yeah, so not evangelical leaders.
No, not at all. But the way they said it, it would make you think that whatever the evangelicals are not endorsing Joe Biden for a couple of things. Number one, abortion. You got to be out of your mind.
Right. Yeah. It would be hard pressed to find, I think, you know, rock solid evangelical support for the.
It would not happen just by the statement that was made. Just by that statement that was made, it's a lie. You know it is.
Right. Well, and again, and they are building up Biden in the media, just as Dan was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because they want to oust Trump. I mean, this has been 100% for almost 4 years solid now, trying to get rid of Trump. Yep. And I think that, and some people may not like the tweets or the demeanor, like you've been talking about. But the thing is, but suburban women too, I think, are interested in law and order. And Joe Biden is not the law and order candidate.
But then you've got the 25th Amendment thing that was discussed last week. And I'm telling you, folks, that was all brought up for one specific thing, replacing Joe Biden as president if he were to get elected by Senator Kamala Harris and using the 25th Amendment to take him out. Now, I mentioned something about the paid protesters, right?
Right, right.
Well, I have in my hand a copy of an ad that showed up on the Internet on Craigslist in Philadelphia. Now, both BLM and Antifa really do not have the massive membership numbers they want us to believe they do. They also do not represent the political views of a majority of Americans. The truth is that over 90% of the people who show up at the protest in the U.S. are literally paid, hired protesters by the leftist political companies such as Crowds on Demand, a handful of others via the Craigslist, and other online advertising sites such as Google and even local newspapers where there'll be an ad in the paper. And, of course, George Soros funds these organizations as well as BLM and Antifa. And Barack Obama was the one responsible for originally organizing BLM and Antifa. Now, the media is not going to tell you this. They want you to think that the protest and rioting is a popular uprising when the truth is it's not true. And here's the ad. I'm going to read it. Stop Trump. Up to $1,500 a week. Hiring immediately. Call today. Start tomorrow. $15 to $18 hourly rate plus bonus plus overtime. Up to 77 hours per week. Drivers earn gas reimbursement. Morning and evening shifts. No previous experience required. Full-time and part-time positions. Weekend positions available. No fundraising. No commission. It's got a phone number here. It says compensation $15 an hour to $18 an hour.
Wow.
And that's in Philadelphia.
Well, and again, you know, they have to try to pay people to create the illusion that there are these massive groups and that there is this massive groundswell. And again, it's all based on lies.
Well, would you show up on the street just to have a protest, not knowing you were going to get reimbursed and you might get your head knocked in by somebody else or the cops might arrest you? Would you do that? I don't think most people are that stupid.
No. And because also most people in America don't agree with Antifa. They don't agree with radical ideologies. And it would never occur to them to go protest on the streets about things because they're too busy trying to live their lives and take care of their families.
And on top of everything that's going on this week, Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, who declassified all those documents last week that revealed former CIA Director John Brennan briefed former President Obama on Hillary Clinton's purported plan to tie then-candidate Donald Trump to Russia as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server ahead of the 2016 presidential election, as reported by Fox News.
Right.
I know somebody that's got all 33,000 of the emails, all 33,000 of the emails that Hillary Clinton tried to hide.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, of course, they're all about, yoga?
Oh, no. No. There were marching orders given in there, and it's going to come out, Kyle. It's going to come out.
That is huge. Major development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And the thing of it is on top of everything else that's going on this week, that's going to come out. More of that's going to come out.
Well, and again, you think about the October surprise, this kind of thing, but what it will do, it will confirm the pattern of behavior that the Democrat Party elite engage in, and a lot of people are going to say, huh, okay, well, that's how you're going to play it.
Okay. By the way, happy birthday to our friend, veteran Lynn up in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many more, kiddo. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Trucker's Sidewing Bible Report. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
All righty, Donna Fiducia right there up in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband Don at the Double D Horse Ranch, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road that can hear us too. And I got an email here I'm going to get into probably next hour sometime from a major there. Matter of fact, I might get into it. I can't do it now. But anyway, from a major retired Fort Benning, Georgia that listens to the show every night. And Major, you know who you are, and I'm going to read your letter. Don't worry. All right. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about them. And you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. In the meantime, join the Drivers Club. And when you do, you'll get points off on diesel fuel purchased. You'll also get points off on the food you buy or anything you buy in the store, and you can use the points to save yourself money later on in the future or to get yourself something in trade. In the meantime, here we go. Little Black Crowes, Twice as Hard, and we're getting that in there tonight to get a little rock going on here because we're going to need it with what I'm looking at in the weather. And yeah, there's snow in them thar hills out west, so let me just cue that on down so that we don't have that going on. But let me tell you something here. We have got Hurricane Delta, which is no longer a hurricane, no longer a tropical storm, just an afterthought, which is going to continue to bring some afternoon rainfall, morning rainfall, afternoon rainfall, and thunderstorms for the central Appalachians and into southern New Jersey. So it moves off to sea elsewhere. There'll be strong to severe thunderstorms, which could produce damaging wind gusts and hail across parts of the northern and central plains into the upper Midwest. And further west, an active weather pattern is going to bring heavy precipitation to the Pacific Northwest, northern Rockies, including snow, which we're seeing tonight. 4th of July, you got it up there. Cabbage, looks like you got it up that away, and might have some snow above 6,000 feet up around Redding. So, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. That's right. We are seeing a lot of precipitation across the Pacific Northwest, and I think more coming in. And as you mentioned, in Montana and in parts of Idaho as well, we're looking at winter weather advisories. And as you mentioned, about 5,000 feet, you could get 1 to 3 inches worth of snow. And so you have to be aware of that. This is in the Missoula area and pretty much up towards the border with Canada and down through northern Idaho, reaching down down towards Idaho Falls. But in Idaho Falls, we don't have the winter weather advisory, but we do have a wind advisory. So you can have gusty winds there as you go down I-15 or start your way going east of there. So also in Seattle, Washington, and in Portland, again, we're looking for some rain to come in. I believe in Seattle they're supposed to have rain on Tuesday again, and again, a welcome sight from all those wildfires and bad air quality. As you mentioned, Captain, up near Redding, we do have a frost advisory. This is west of the 5 freeway near Redding, and so that's in effect right now. As we're, you know, beginning to get more towards the winter time, but you wouldn't know it in Southern California, where we're heating up with a heat wave, a heat advisory heading all the way from San Luis Obispo all the way down through San Diego for the coastal communities and most of the Inland Empire, where we're going to see temperatures in the 90s. Over in the southwest in Phoenix, we're looking at 96. It's not triple digits, but it's still going to be very, very hot. And then as we move over into New Mexico, we actually have a freeze warning there in the northwest corner of the state. And just above that, up in Colorado, we're looking at fire weather warning going up the I-25 corridor, and that goes up into Cheyenne, Wyoming, and into the latter to the southeastern part of Wyoming.
Well, we got some fire weather warnings in the middle of Nebraska tonight. If you're traveling along I-80, be careful, as well as the western part of Kansas, Goodland over towards Oakley, and high winds in the eastern part of Kansas, the western part of Missouri, most of the central part of Oklahoma up I-44 if you're going towards Missouri. Scattered high wind warnings across I-40 in Arkansas. We've got some heavy dense fog tonight in the northern part of Mississippi and the western part of Tennessee over by Memphis, and some winds going across Tennessee as well as West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia. Got some rain showers still up there in the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia. And Maryland and New Jersey, you're getting scattered rain as it goes out to the ocean. And by the way, the ocean's all riled up right now with riptides and all that sort of thing. So there you go. So that's what we got there, Kyle. So tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him and what he does, and he works very hard at what he does there. And again, you guys be careful out west, because again, 4th of July, cabbage, Redding going up out of I-5 north up towards Oregon tonight, you've got snow above 6,000 feet, so be advised of that. All right, well, there's no snow where she's at, even though she's sitting on a mountaintop. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want some snow? I know where I can send you to go get
it. No, I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
All right. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is going to get put through the grill machine today, if you will, by the Democrats and whatnot. What do you think is going to happen right off the bat?
Well, tells me that it's not going to be quite as bad as the Kavanaugh hearing.
I hope so.
I think the Democrats have been put on notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there was an effort, I think, to have these Democrats sign some kind of a pledge that they would not attack her religion. Several of them did during the Kavanaugh hearings. I don't think that they did sign that pledge, but there was that kind of shot across the bow. Her opening statement is going to be very pro-Justice Scalia, since that's who she worked for at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Her opening statement's actually out there. She's going to include in the fact that judges are not to be legislators, and that she would even look at cases carefully that come before the Supreme Court that would affect policy, and that's not what, or affect legislation, and that's not what the Supreme Court is about. So I think in some cases there may be some admonishing in her opening statement. But anyway, having said all that? yeah. It's very interesting. Let's remember when there was a demand because of Jeff Flake got caught in the elevator with this woman who berated him during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yep.
He came back out to the Senate floor and he said that he would vote to confirm if there was his vote, yes, was conditional because they wanted the FBI to take, or the hearing, and not take an extra week for the FBI to conduct an investigation on the Christine Blasey Ford witnesses. Well, they did do that. Let's remember, they went through another one.
All righty. Hold that thought. We'll catch that on the other side. Okay, folks, you're coming back after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. It's a great morning here in Tampa Bay, Florida. Hope it is where you're at.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.